All right, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Well, let's find out if you are ready. Again, thanks to technology, though he's not here, Pat Johnston is ready.
It's now time for some of the most exciting and most talked about 2-plus minutes in news talk sports radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. If you recall, I turned in another perfect week, the third one this season. And I told you I thought I had another perfect week up my sleeve. Well, did I? Let's go to the tape.
Give me MSU over Indiana 38-24.
Intercepted by Michigan State. Cal Holliday streaking across, and he is in for the pick six.
Give me the Browns over the Cardinals 33-26.
The first third down of the drive, and it's DeAndre Hopkins getting his first catch.
Oh, what a move! DeAndre Hopkins all the way in for the touchdown!
Give me the Bengals over the Lions 29-27.
Open for the touchdown. What a grab by Chris Evans. And that's going to be a Bengal touchdown.
The bar is high.
Thank you, Marty Morningwig. The memories. Well, sometimes no matter how hard you try, perfection isn't attainable. I mean, as great of a hitter as Ted Williams was, he hit safely just 30% of the time. That means 70% of the time, he failed. I'm doing much better than Ted Williams, by the way. My record improves to 20-5 thus far. Now, it's not the 35-5 1984 Detroit Tigers kind of start, but it's still highly respectable. Okay, we're in mid-October, which means this is usually where I start to find my game. Where I reach mid-season form. Watch out. Here are my picks. No MSU this week, who goes into its bye week with an undefeated record heading into their showdown against Michigan next Saturday. Will the number 6 Wolverines join the Spartans in East Lansing with an unblemished record as well? Michigan hosts Northwestern on homecoming weekend in Ann Arbor this Saturday. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh refers to a bye week as improvement week, and many of the Maize and Blue faithful hope that's the case, since the second half of the season will really tell the story. Tough games on the docket, but Michigan will dominate this one against a struggling Wildcats team. Give me Michigan over Northwestern 52-12. Let's move on to the NFL, where the Indianapolis Colts visit the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday night. The Colts should have beaten the Ravens a few weeks ago, and they steamrolled over Houston last Sunday. I foresee Carson Wentz and the Colts marching right into San Fran and getting a win, walking away. Give me the Colts over the 49ers 29-20. And finally, your always rebuilding Detroit Lions head out west to face an old friend when they take on the Los Angeles Rams this Sunday at 4 p.m. The winless Lions are just trying to achieve their first win during the Dan Campbell era, but it's not happening this week, sports fans. You know that former quarterback Matthew Stafford will have a field day against the Lions defense that simply is not getting enough rest thanks to that ineffectual and inept offense of the Lions. If quarterback Jared Goff cannot play some inspiring football, it'll be his last start under center here in Detroit. Stafford will pass for 500 yards, 6 touchdowns, and even kick a few extra points just to add a little insult to injury. This one won't be close. Give me the Rams over the Lions 55-11. So I've got Michigan over Northwestern, the Colts over the Niners, and the Rams over the Lions. And that's the installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Stafford, what do you say, 500 yards, 6 touchdowns, and kick a couple of extra points. He's going to George blind us. All right, so there you go, fans and friends. Pat Johnston's Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications for another week, and we'll find out. It still wouldn't surprise me if the Lions do something strange, like do some kind of upset. Only victory of the season they get, and it would be this one.